The Colts have added to their defense through free agency and more specifically to the linebacker group. I am Caroline Can, joined by Kevin Bowen, and we are talking about Sean Spence today, the newest inside linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, and the newest inside linebacker. I thought that was kind of the biggest key in the next move that Chris Ballard was probably going to make in free agency. A lot of outside linebackers, three last week, but Sean Spence added to the fold on Monday. And I think what he brings some speed and he brings some starting experience. And you can make the argument that starting experience is probably the most important quality of that next inside linebacker. When the team released DeQuell Jackson back in February, the void there was the veteran experience. You didn't have pretty much any starters outside of Edwin Jackson and Antonio Morrison, and those guys are very young. So I thought it was key to bring in a guy like Spence, who started 16, 17 games, I want to say, over the last three years, and now you can add that, and he's the veteran of the group at the age of 26.
He is, and that's one thing that he talked about in a conference call as he was asked, what is your role? What did the coaches and GM tell you your role would be here? And it was kind of that, a little bit of a leader, knowing that the two guys underneath him are younger, not quite as experienced, but that they all have a chance to earn that starting spot. So it may be age being their difference, but it is all competing for that starting spot.
And I think he could be coming in here and be the signal caller for this defense. That's what DeQuell Jackson did for the last 3 years. Edwin Jackson, of course, did it to end the 2016 season. But, you know, maybe the Ted Monachino feels comfortable with a guy like Sean Spence, who has starting experience, you know, for three seasons. Did it in Pittsburgh and then in Tennessee as well. So I think when you bring Spence in here, again, I mentioned the speed element. That's how the game is changing. Linebackers got to be able to play on three downs. I think that's what Spence brings. Went to the University of Miami, has some connections, said Edgerrin James gave a great kind of vote of confidence in coming to the Colts. Chuck Pagano recruited him out of high school as well. So he has some connections here. I think he brings a speed element to that inside linebacker group, which has been lacking.
Yeah, a lot of connections to the Colts. And then if you look at the other five guys that are brought in that defensive mind, it's just adding competition. We knew that this was coming. It's something that Chris Ballard said in press conferences anytime he spoke to the media, is he just wanted competition. And that's been echoed every time you talk to a guy.
And it's in the front seven, too. The three outside linebackers, two defensive linemen, and then Sean Spence here on Monday. So I think when you're looking forward now to the rest of the offseason, probably going to be pretty quiet from a free agency standpoint for the Colts. I think drafting a cornerback, supposed to be a very deep cornerback group, I think that would be a key going forward. And then just improving overall defensive depth. Every level of the defense is, of course, the key when the draft rolls around in a little over a month.
Well, the moves will continue to be made throughout the offseason, so stay tuned to Colts.com for all of your news.